Your Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. It didn't take long for the Wildcats to get going in this one. Just about 3 minutes into the game, they capped a 75-yard, six-play drive in which running back Cam Porter did much of the heavy lifting. Albright in motion, hands it to Porter. He's got the first down, and he breaks away. 30, 25, 20. There goes Cam. 10, 5, touchdown, Northwestern. The first touchdown of the year on a 43-yard scamper. Hard running by Cam Porter, and the Wildcats have their first lead of the season. It's 6-0. 7-0 the score. The Western Illinois Leathernecks got the ball for the first time. They went three and out, punted it to the Cats, who took over on their own 27 on the first play. Quarterback Preston Stone connected with wide receiver Griffin Wilde on a 46-yard pass. Eventually, they got it down to the 5-yard line. Snap to Stone, going to throw, looking under pressure, steps up. Now he throws, touchdown. Hayden Elligon, about a yard deep in the end zone off the scramble. Stone able to buy some time and find him for his first catch of the year and his first career touchdown. And the Cats lead it 13-0. Lawson Albright then ran it in for 2 points. The Cats had a 15-0 lead. On the ensuing Western Illinois possession, the Cats kept the pedal down. Irvin under pressure, throw tipped in the air, intercepted. Uline's got it, and he's tripped up just inside midfield. It was tipped in the air. Uline caught it on the way down. The Wildcats have their first takeaway of the season, and they've got the ball with a 15-0 lead with 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. Nothing came of that as the Cats turned it over on their ensuing possession. It remained a 15-0 game as the two teams exchanged punts throughout much of the second quarter. But late in the half, the Cats got going. It started from their own 17-yard line. Three straight runs by running back Joseph Hyman II, good for 25 yards. Eventually, they got down to the 6-yard line with less than a minute to go in the half. Snap to Stone. He's going to throw on fourth down, looking to the right side of the end zone. Touchdown! It's the tight end Hunter Welsing in the right corner of the end zone. First touchdown of his career. Second touchdown pass tonight for Preston Stone. And the Wildcats lead it 21-0. 22-0 at halftime. The Leathernecks, on their opening series in the third quarter, drove it into Wildcat territory to the 38-yard line thanks to a long pass play from wide receiver Christian Anaya to another wide receiver, Demetri Davis. That got it into Wildcat territory, but the drive stalled. They brought on their kicker for a 48-yard attempt, but his kick hit the upright, was no good, and the Cats maintained a 22-0 lead. On their ensuing possession, they drove it down to the Western Illinois 17, and from there they called on their kicker. Kick by Akers on the way. Plenty of distance and straight through the uprights. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 7:06 to go in the third. After another three and out by Western Illinois, Cats would drive to another field goal attempt for Luke Akers. 25-yard drive from just inside the left hash. Here's the snap, kick on the way, and the kick is good. And it is 28-0 Northwestern. 28-0 going to the fourth quarter. As the fourth quarter began, the Cats were on the drive, a 57-yard, 10-play drive. They got it down to the 4-yard line of Western. Flip it to Drew Wagner, taking it wide left, trying to make the turn. Gets to the end zone. Touchdown! They brought Wagner around right to left. Stone flipped it to him, and he runs it in from 4 yards out, and it is 34-0. That went as a third touchdown pass for Preston Stone. 35-0 Wildcats, and after another Western Illinois three and out, Cats would strike again with backups in the game. Bo faked everybody out. Comes out around left side, stiff arms a man, and he's down the left sideline, 15, 10, 5, dives to the end zone. Touchdown! Ryan Bowe delivered some punishment along the way and takes it all the way. Richardson, the guy that he stiff-armed, and he reaches the end zone with some speed. A 58-yard touchdown run to make it 42-0. The Leathernecks would drive to a touchdown with less than 3 minutes to go. A 75-yard drive as a Kaysen Carswell, a freshman, threw 8 yards to Anaya for the score to round out the scoring tonight, make the final 42-7 Northwestern.